Welcome to the Maria Heller Show. On the net since 2000 and still going strong. If you feel like you're not getting the real news, if you feel like you're not connected spiritually, you have found your home. Maria covers a wide range of topics as only a snarky New Yorker can. Straight up, no chaser. No censorship, no corporate sponsors, thus true freedom of speech. Your subscription gives you unlimited access as a member of the smartest audience on earth. Relax and enjoy the education. Now here's Maria.
Good morning, world. Maria here, alive and kicking. Welcome to Hell and High Water as we waddle through Hell and High Water with a sore loser that won't leave. With myself and my guest and host of his own show, Chuck Ocelli. If you're not familiar with Chuck's work, get over to ocelli.com. Support the last of us that are still out there who haven't ruined our reputation or body of work by joining the Trump train. We also don't tout that we ever had free or fair elections. I know I've been accused of jumping on the election bandwagon, which is bullcrap. So I want to say good morning to Chuck. Good morning, Chuck.
Oh, good morning, Mom. You know, it's a funny thing. I had to chuckle there when it's like, oh, you're jumping on the Biden train. No. But, you know, and I know you and I will share this viewpoint here. I'm not celebrating like, yay, Joe Biden. No, it's just, it is literally the sentiment, though, that we have a possibility of maybe not having this this orange orangutan in our face for the next 4 years, maybe?
Well, I couldn't take it. I think my head would explode. I blame all my anxiety and migraines on covering him for 4 years.
Well, you know, you and others have threatened to stop doing what they do if they got to cover this guy another 4 years.
Right. I couldn't do it. I literally went into meditation and spoke to the creative force of the universe. And I said, please, you've got to give me direction. If he gets in for another 4 years, I have to stop my show. So I need direction on how to support myself, not that the show supports me. Because I know everybody's down in the dumps money-wise. But still, I know that physically I cannot cover him for another 4 years. I will cover all his law cases and him going down and his lawsuits. That I'll cover with glee and joy. But after 21 years, it took Trump for me to say, I won't do my show anymore.
Well, you know, I gotta be fair with you. I was feeling the very same thing, especially after I got sick, and it took me, you know, if it was a regular
months,
flu, I would have
right.
probably kicked it in a couple of days.
You were sick for months.
After sitting here for 2 months,
right?
You know, coughing up pudding and not sure if I'm gonna suffocate in my sleep. I gotta tell you, no, my tolerance was gone.
Right.
And I'm sitting here looking at it going, look, I got to flip a coin here as to what I'm going to do, because either I stop covering politics if this guy continues, or maybe I got to cut down on what I'm doing. I mean, I do usually 5 days a week, and I can't do 5 days a week with this guy sucking the air out of the room for everything.
Right.
I feel you. But look, before we descend into the strangeness of what the universe told us, I got to tell you, there were some mixed messages there, and they are getting weird. Now, I know you don't think of the area that I'm currently living in as very evolved, but it's an interesting situation here in the state of Georgia.
Absolutely. Well, you know, a lot of what's going on in Georgia, we need to give credit to two people, Greg Palast and Stacey
yes.
Abrams. And now
yes.
they're trying to demonize Greg Palast's work on the purge. But after 20 years, remember, Chuck, I was the first person in America to put Greg Palast on my show after the stolen election of 2000. And he still credits me with that. He said, you made my career in America. Right. When he sent me his first book, you know, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy.
Right.
And that's when the Supreme Court threw the election to George Bush. You notice they only seem to get involved when it's a Republican that loses. And I thought, as I've told you a million times, that would be the biggest story I ever covered. So, you know, there's hope in coming out of Georgia, of all states, and Arizona, of all states.
Well, see, that's the curious thing, is you and I are literally located in two of the central places where these things are going on. Now, I've got bad news for our listeners. and the bad news is this. Yes, indeed, you see a blue flip in Georgia, but what the reality is there is, well, you know, right now we're looking at the Secretary of State being challenged. They want him to resign because, you know, he didn't steal it for him good enough. Fact is, the real vote count here, if somebody really wants to pick and get under the scab of what's happened here, there is a given set of voter suppressions that occur here.
Right.
So when Stacey Abrams was out there registering people, it was literally to flood the actual vote tallies, you know, as much as possible, because a whole lot of people get disenfranchised here by things that no media outlet will cover. Now, I don't have the money to go ahead and track down and just to be able to travel around the state and show you things. But living here a couple of years, I got to tell you that from 2018 and this year, mm-hmm. And again, remember, I'm not a guy who believes in the honesty of the voting system, okay?
Right.
But when you have an overwhelming majority of people that come forth, here's what the benefit is. When they vote heavily enough, you can't just outright steal an election.
Right.
Because if 80% of the people voted for somebody and they don't win, somebody will take notice. But state of Georgia is a fun place because only in black communities and very poor white communities, which do tend to swing blue, those little blue dots you see, there's 100-something counties, I think, in Georgia. I can't remember how many.
Mm-hmm.
But, for instance, the county I live in, if you listen to public discourse here, you would believe, and I do believe all the time, that I'm surrounded by nothing but Trump supporters. But the problem is, that's because only white people are speaking publicly.
Mm-hmm.
And black people in my county came out and voted. It's blue.
Right.
Okay. And yes, Stacey Abrams had to overcompensate. She didn't have to, you know, bring out people to vote to get a real count. She had to bring out people to vote assuming that some of them would be disenfranchised. Now, am I making just a general accusation? No. Voting machines were malfunctioning. Not during the early voting, but on the day of the selection, as per usual, in Georgia. Hey, our voting machines don't work. Hey, our paper didn't show up. Hey, our iPad's malfunctioning. Hey, there's a glitch.
Right.
Turning people away from the polls. You understand?
Right.
Now, did this work normally in, say, Trump's favor? I don't know. But I do know it has worked very much in the favor of the Republicans who have controlled the state, for the most part. Okay, and no matter what the real vote tally should have been, I guarantee you that if somebody recognized these problems mm-hmm. with voting in Georgia over the past few years that I've been here alone, they would know that a tremendous amount of voter suppression
absolutely
is in play. And nobody covers this. I mean, nobody. The alt media doesn't want to touch it. The mainstream, the local press, nobody touches it. There's one lady that goes around and films just political events, and they keep trying to throw her out of everything. I've had her on my show. Her name doesn't come to the top of my head. She's a neutral observer, and she has maintained that for like 10 years where she's gone around and wanted to just post it. You have a Republican rally, she wants to be there to post it. You have a Democrat rally or an event that's public, she wants to film it and post it. And the Republican establishment cannot stand her because they can't always edit what she puts up on the internet, and neither does she. But when she's gone around to see little events that are supposedly public, but not really, there are little clutches of people that get together. I'm not kidding, by the way, Maria, where there's these little pancake dinners.
Right.
And it's a lot of old white people that get together at some restaurant that somebody turned over because they're a GOP person. And that, I kid you not, is who controls the state's political machinery. And that is the weirdest thing. I know it's a throwback to like something from the 50s, But that, when I couple it with the fact that I get reports from all over the state that for some reason or other, people were encouraged not to vote by being frustrated.
Right.
You know, it's sort of like you leave people on hold all day when they call a government office because most of them will hang up after a couple hours, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is the just normal state of affairs here in Georgia to the point where nobody points it out. Not even Stacey Abrams will bother at this point to point it out.
Right.
What she did instead was make the move to just flood the registration pool with as many people as possible. Now, does that guarantee a Democratic response? No. But again, it guarantees a larger public participation, which can't be ignored.
Right.
When you're trying to steal an election.
I think the figure was something like 800,000 that she registered.
Mm-hmm.
But remember, her election was stolen. So she should have rightfully been the governor. So instead of crying like the crybaby in office, she took action. She got it going on to make sure it didn't happen again. So you got to give her, you know, big kudos for her work.
Oh, yeah. No, and that's the thing is that whether you agree with the agenda points, like I don't agree with Abrams on a few points for sure, but to literally have the election. And what's funny about that is the Republicans that talk about this publicly will give you a whole bunch of crap about the election being, you know, the election being in contest afterwards with Abrams complaining and taking a few things to court. It was very short-lived. And, you know, now today, hey, it's all good. We need a recount in Georgia.
Right.
You know, according to the loser in chief.
Right. Well, you know, what's interesting is, as predicted, you know, my son told me today, he says, Mom, you're always right about everything. And, you know, as predicted, Bill Barr now wants to push to get involved in the recount. And when he went over to the election fraud department, the top prosecutor quit. He just said, I'm not getting involved in this. This is a 40-year-old policy of non-interference in ballot counting. Mm. So, you know, the way that both of us, and let's face it, Trump certainly put it out there for months that he, you know, wants the Supreme Court to make this decision like they did for Bush, who, by the way, his only lead for Bush was something like 537 votes, and they gave it to him in Florida. They're so predictable. And, I mean, how desperate are these people to hold on to their jobs?
Well, I don't know. It's a mad scramble at this point with Trump firing Esper over the weekend on Twitter.
All right.
And, you know, the rumbling that he's going to fire anybody else who wouldn't help him steal the election.
The scariest firing he did, which I reported on my show yesterday, was the head of the nuclear arsenal.
Yeah.
So it makes you wonder, what's this guy got up his sleeve for the next 2 months? Is he going to start a nuclear war, which is easy to believe, given that he would burn the planet down before he admits he's a loser?
Well, and he's also an idiot enough to think that he can send them after hurricanes, maybe, and that'll cure a hurricane, a nuclear bomb. So, you know, being that that's his viewpoint on those weapons, it's so funny because I didn't discuss this with you ahead of time. You and I have not spoken, but this is what's scratching in my brain at this point, is if you fire the defense secretary, you are starting to clean house among the people that, you know, of course were his stooges to begin with, but
right.
the most minuscule resistance to something that he would do, he's pushing them out of the way. Even the guys who say yes 99 times, but one time no, you're gone. He's looking to fire the FBI chief, which means nobody gets to investigate it. And even the torturous woman there, Gina Haspel, the one who was too wild for Bush, you know what I'm saying, once they figured out what she was doing. The darkest, probably one of the most deep state operators they could possibly put over the CIA, he's not even happy with her. So when you take a collective look at who it is he's proposing to fire, who it is he's pushing out of the way, who it is he's marginalizing and sidelining, okay, I'm not nervous over what his Twitter fits are going to be.
Right.
I'm not nervous about his stupid lawsuits, which, by the way, you can't go straight to the Supreme Court, but that's an issue for another day. You got to actually, you know, go through some other courts and then get referred there. But I'm sure that'll happen. I'm not even worried about that, because at the end of the day, even if they start giving him parts of the election, they can't give him the whole thing.
Well, I mean, Biden is leading in all six states.
But even if you flip a couple of those back,
still doesn't get to 270.
Right. So screw him and his lawsuits. I don't care. Mm. Screw him and his public displays of stupid. And I'm not going to the inauguration. I won't show up. I'm not going to admit it and stamp my feet and everything else.
Who wants
him? I don't care.
Right.
I'll tell you something. This coordinated group of dismissals of people that were even, quite frankly, really 99% Trump stooge.
Right.
Makes me worry, not because of the, you know, the stupid that you hear from the MSM, oh, this could be a security concern. Not necessarily. You can fire the heads of all these departments, and they will continue to function because they are massive bureaucracies that have a lot of levels.
Right.
However, if there are interim replacements put in there, watch very carefully, and something is going to get tipped here.
Well, you know, his own niece, Mary Trump, said that, you know, he'll burn the country down before he leaves. You know, I reported on what she's had to say, especially about, listen, the guy's a narcissistic sociopath. He thinks he's never lost anything in his life, but he's lost at everything he's ever invested in. So, we're living in crazy times, but I got to tell you, I got a breaking news bulletin right before the show.
Okay.
And I wanted to laugh out loud. Now, you know how he stacked the Supreme Court, expecting that, you know, the handmaiden Barrett's just going to go along with whatever he wants, whether it's the election, Obamacare, whatever, right?
Six to three, all scary Catholic across the board. Yay, Supreme Court.
Right. Well, here's the breaking news I get right before the show. Supreme Court justices appear ready to uphold Obamacare for the third time and reject the latest challenge from its conservative critics, including Trump. Most of the justices gave a skeptical hearing to Texas Republicans and Trump's lawyers, who insisted the entire law should be voided because Congress eliminated the tax penalty for those who don't have insurance. So if his Supreme Court, which he has already attacked over the past month, doesn't give him what he wants on Obamacare, that'll be another reason for him to rip that nest off his head. How do you just toss out something that people depend on that's been a policy for 10 years in the middle of a pandemic? Let's not leave that out.
Well, and here's the thing about this, is that the Supreme Court has the option to turn around and declare part of this, you know, literally, by the way, if you printed it out, it's as tall as me. It's not 1,000 pages. I wish it was only 1,000 pages long.
Right.
The Affordable Care Act is thousands of pages long. So if you're to cut out a section of it and say, look, this mandate, which is a tax, is not proper, or, you know, the penalty, or yada, 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 if they start dissecting it a bit, no objections here, because the thing was not great to begin with, but it was something.
Right.
And if they do that in the Supreme Court, two things. First of all, that'll be kind of a shocker, considering that, you know Barrett's going to be part of the dissenting group.
Of course. Okay.
But what might be weird is that a lot of these old guard people might recognize the fact that dislodging this without a secure, you know, because really they're only supposed to decide about constitutional issues. So without a clear understanding that this is unconstitutional, to dislodge it from American life with no sort of plan in place, you know, the plan, don't worry, I'm giving it to you in 2 weeks.
Right. They've had, what, 12 years, 15 years to come up with a plan, and they've come up with nothing.
Well, there's that. But, you know, Trump said over the past 4 years several times, don't worry, we have it in 2 weeks. We have beautiful health care, the best health care.
Yeah, right. It's called covering you with a sheet.
Yeah, well, what else is new? I mean, listen, he didn't even build the wall, and I'm not for that either. But anyway, But Bannon and his cronies stole money from people to build the wall. Hey, is he still out on bail? I think he is.
He's all actually right. out on bail and just got busted and lost his Twitter account permanently for suggesting that Dr. Fauci and I think Christopher Wray should be beheaded.
Oh, that's pretty.
Yeah, so he lost his Twitter account. I lost my Twitter account over a harmless, truthful comment over a year ago. These people are talking about beheading people. You got sheriffs who say all Democrats should get a bullet in the head. This is the kind of stuff that Trump has released. Like, it's a bigger plague. His Trumpism is a bigger plague than coronavirus.
Well, as I said in the tweet that might have gotten me booted for a week from Twitter, look, one virus down, one virus to go. If indeed his loss holds, which I do feel good it will. But, you know, the point about this Obamacare thing, I heard something about some of the justices kind of seeming to switch allegiance and taking a different side. And I don't know. I can't say it'll restore faith in the court in my mind to me.
Yeah.
Because
no,
it's been a disaster for many years.
Right.
You know, Ginsburg was a bigger loss than I think people even recognize at this point.
I know, too bad. She couldn't just exist for a few more months.
I really wish she had held on into the next year. But you might see some of these guys say, you know what, we got to go on the side of sanity sometimes. And the idea that they could, you know, dismiss the majority of this strategy to try and finally get rid of Obamacare, because that's been the mission since the Affordable Care Act came into existence, it will be remarkable, and I think should be lauded. It doesn't mean the system is working well, but, you know, occasionally a clogged pipe does allow your sink to drain.
Right, but my thought was, you know, they all see the writing on the wall and want to keep their jobs and be on the right side of history, but there is no right side for the Supreme Court.
Well, see, that's one thing about these justices outside of Clarence Thomas, who, to my understanding, falls asleep everywhere. Although he was awake during this discussion earlier today, apparently, you know, a lot of them have a concern that they will have a place in a history book. And, you know, as much as they might want to push mostly partisan things through and kind of view the Constitution through their Republican or Democratic lens, the fact is that a lot of them will care at the end of the day a lot more about their own legacies because of the fact that they have a lifetime appointment. Now, should we change some of this? Maybe. Is it going to make a big difference overall? No. The Supreme Court is not really where most decisions are made. But is it progress in a way to see that maybe the partisan cut down is not the same? I think so. And who knows? There might be minor bits of progress here that are not really making anything great again. But
well, I mean, what do you think about expanding the court? I mean, obviously, Mitch McConnell, the Republicans, did whatever they wanted, whether it was legal or not. They took advantage of every loophole there is. So why shouldn't Biden do the same? I hope he's not going to get in there like Obama and give us that reach across the aisle crap. And when he was blocked for 8 years by Mitch McConnell and the Republicans, you can see they're already trying to block the transition, not allowing that to go through normally. And, you know, Mitch McConnell and most of the Republicans, I think except for three, want, you know, they're on Trump's side with, you know, recounts, the stolen election crap. I guess they don't like it when the stolen election works against them for a change.
Yeah, and I have a couple of more sad facts about Georgia, but we're probably getting close to break time here. And I want to tell people about something they may not know about in the state of Georgia, which I find remarkable and refreshing. You know how there were complaints all across the country, and I'll leave you with this thought. Complaints all across the country, according to Trump anyway, that their observers couldn't get in.
Right.
Here's the facts. In Georgia, there are a team of wandering observers during vote counts, which, guess what they do? They observe to make sure that the people counting are doing the right thing. And if there is a ballot to be challenged, they immediately deal with it, and it is a group of four people.
Mm-hmm.
One Republican, one Democrat, and you ready for this, Maria? Two independents.
Even better.
and they have to vote on it. Now, some people might say, hey, Chuck, math, what if they split? They immediately go to the closest election supervisor and they break the tie. But you know what the fact about it is? They don't usually have to do that. Like in 99 out of 100 cases or more, they don't have to do that because it's clear, it's simple, and there is an agreement of sanity because you can't just make a partisan decision if you're contended with three others who are clearly different from you. And there's an interesting balance to that. So guess what? There was a Republican observer in every place that Georgia counted votes. Okay?
Right. Well, I mean, but listen, you know, I mean, we both know after four or five long, terrible years of covering Trump, that he just says shit. He makes it up. He pulls it out of the ethers. You know, the guy hallucinates more than if he was on, you know, I don't know, a ton of LSD. And he just throws it out there. You know, he throws it against the wall and sees how much of it's going to stick. The sad mm-hmm. thing is that he has all these yes men in the Republican Party that are still too afraid to actually come out and maybe save their souls for the last 2 months of this madness, who go along with it, you know. What did you think of Rudy Giuliani's speech in front of Four Seasons Landscaping?
Next to the porno store, by the way.
Next to a porno store and across the street from a crematorium, and he had a known sex offender on the stage with him.
Oh, you mean besides him?
Yeah, besides him.
Okay, no, Rudy Giuliani's got a deep, dark past for sure, but I got to tell you, him and Trump are apparently smoking the same whatever, and I think it's a rug, and I think they're drinking too much of the Russian vodka that somebody saved from Chernobyl times, because, they're out of their minds. I cannot stand to even listen to Rudy Giuliani spit and slurp his way through everything. As he speaks, I mean, it really makes me embarrassed to have an I at the end of my name. It's just horrible.
Right, but when I look
about all this,
all right, go ahead.
This is a funny little punchline, maybe because we're gonna probably go to break.
We got a couple of minutes.
Take note of this particular fact, Maria. I know you saw it. Coincidentally, after it seems as though Joe Biden has been the announced winner here in the United States. It's a funny thing that suddenly Vladimir Putin might be stepping down
right.
from his position because he says he has Parkinson's. Now, I guess that could be true, but, you know, it seems to me like a coincidental piece of timing, like maybe I just lost my best puppet.
Right, my best friend.
Maybe
when all is said and done, Melania will take her son and move to Russia with Putin. Because I still like to see DNA on Barron. He looks more like Putin than he does like a Trump. But that's my own opinion. You know, there's a lot of scuttlebutt out there. I guess Omarosa is the one that said it first, that Melania's been waiting to divorce Trump. So we'll see if that happens, and she looks for another sugar daddy.
Yeah, well, and I actually think that, given the public displays, I know people were talking about the Melania body double recently, but I think that's just her robotic appearance truly appearing like plastic, because I got no sympathy for that woman, I'll tell you now. Although, I got to tell you, I thought I saw some real human emotion when she was staring into the eyes of Justin Trudeau.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Who wouldn't? Who wouldn't? But listen, I've watched a lot of the pictures of her body double, and there's no way in hell that was Melania. Women tend to look at women in a much more scrutinizing way. We notice everything.
Right.
And I feel sorry for the body double because she actually had to hold Trump's hand. Everybody knows they don't sleep together. You know, their marriage was, a transactional arrangement. Even her giving birth to Barron, she had to beg him to have a child, supposedly, and she had to agree that she would get her figure back after she had the baby. And then, of course, after she had the baby, he was busy, busy with Stormy Daniels. This is the kind of disgust that Americans put in office in the first place. And as interesting as it is that they want to investigate this election, Trump's team did everything they could to shut down Russia's interference in 2016.
Well, I'll tell you another good business plan for Melania, though, is she could take her child support and her alimony, which I'm sure those checks will bounce a lot, and she'll have to take him to court and get him to pay pennies on the dollar because that's what he does with his debt. Oh, by the way, you know, he's raising funds for his legal fees and also giving you a note that we also need to retire debt from the campaign because that went into debt as well. But anyway, funny part about all that is at the end of the day, you know, the former first lady could go back to her previous career as a girl-on-girl action model and probably make a good amount of money because people will pay to see that regardless of what she ends up looking like or how much of her body she really got back after Barron. So she could supplement her income and, you know, live off of whatever the collection agencies can get out of him on his prenup agreement and all that. And, you know, she'll be all right. She'll be all right if anybody's worried about Melania. So, and she might even be able to pay that body double to go get some plastic surgery so that she doesn't have to be a body double for Melania Trump anymore. So I think it's all good news on that end. Maria, what do you say?
I agree. The biggest embarrassing, worst first lady ever, racist like her husband. First, she says, you know, she's trying to talk him into conceding, and then she jumps on his bandwagon to stay. She's just garbage. What she did to Jackie Kennedy's Rose Garden, maybe he's coming back to bite her in the ass. But before we go to break, I have to tell you, I've been a longtime fan of the show Family Guy. And everybody should watch this week's episode of Family Guy. And he shows you his predictions from 2019 as he comes in and rags on Trump, Melania, and let's not leave out Mike Pence, and then does a great piece on The Godfather. So it was probably one of their best shows. So everybody go over to Hulu or wherever you watch Family Guy. And don't miss it. Okay, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
How does she do it? Reporting on worldwide news while retaining her sense of humor and passion for life? It's simple. Maria sees everything as part of our spiritual journey here and our unbreakable connection to all living things. From her book, Reinventing the Wheel, to her Reiki book and practice, and her excellent relationship-saving book, Relationships, Cutting to the Chase, one thing rings true. The philosophy of the medicine wheel. Why are we here? How do we stay in balance in a world gone mad? How do we live a happy and prosperous life regardless of the outside world of illusion? Once you gain that knowing, nothing in the outer world can rock your world. Check out Maria's books here on site at www.maria.net and pick out the book or books that resonate with you. Remember, Maria is available for one-on-one Reiki attunement and medicine wheel classes, no matter where you live. Get on your way towards becoming a multidimensional being walking between two worlds. Many have traveled to Arizona to study in person with Maria, and that option is available to you, too. Plus, you get to see one of the most beautiful states in the country. Check out Maria's books, www.maria.net.
Okay, welcome back to Hell and High Water. As you can see, Chuck and I are full of piss and vinegar today. You know, we look at this transition. You know, as usual, Trump has broken every norm and every department of our government. He's torn it to shreds. He's killed all our environmental rules, everything else. As I keep saying, he's the enemy of life on all life on Earth, thinking about the gray wolf and, you know, let's log up in Alaska. Let's drill off Alaska, too. But I see that even Melania is blocking the transition by refusing to meet with Joe Biden.
Well, you know, the Government Services Administration, the GSA, is not going to provide the money for the transition that they normally do. You know, there's going to be still the denial, no, we won this. And douchebag Junior there, who makes me feel bad that I have facial hair when I look at him. You know, I only have a goatee though. I don't have that, you know, douchebag beard that he's got. Him and Eric at this point. But anyway, it is fascinating to see. We're going to learn right now what happens when there's supposed to be a peaceful transition of power in the executive branch when somebody doesn't want to leave. Now, this happened before, but there was no video, there was no Twitter, there was no constant announcements. It kind of happened quietly a long, long time ago. But we're going to learn what happens when, you know, people don't want to be adults, basically. And it's fascinating.
I think they should get get the Vindman brothers to drag his ass out.
Well, I'll tell you, I don't care who drags him out, but I hope somebody films it.
Me too.
It'll be great to watch.
All right. Over and over.
No, definitely we'll load that up. And, you know, before we went to break, you mentioned Family Guy. Now, I've had a long-time boycott against Seth MacFarlane and his work. I guess I'll have to tune in, but I'm going to have to fire back at you another thing that you need to watch, and you probably already have watched it, Maria, because I know you. And I'll tell you, I loved a lot of what went on Saturday Night Live this week.
Oh, yeah.
Dave Chappelle, don't care what you think of his humor, and some of it was cutting and definitely not politically correct, is brilliant in the way he presents stuff, the nerves he decides to strike. I love this guy. I got to tell you, he's one of the, you know, people talk about, you know, Bill Hicks a lot.
All right.
We are going to look back on Dave Chappelle as somebody who spoke some really deep truth and, you know, triggered a lot of people. In a couple of years, I think people are going to recognize. I mean, I know he's popular now. He's a great comedian. He's definitely, you know, one of these guys. But I think that even those of us who are alternative thinkers are going to recognize even more how powerful Dave Chappelle is very, very soon. And he got away with stuff on that show that only, I believe, Dave Chappelle could get away with. In public. I did you watch it?
Yes, I did. And I thought the cold open was great. And, you know, to me, the best parts of SNL is the open and the news updates.
Well, these, I'm telling you, from start to finish, there's only a couple of flat-footed moments in this. And I am not a fan of current SNL. You've had to convince me to watch some of them. And even afterwards, I'm like, okay, I see why Maria's impressed, but I'm not impressed.
Last week's, before Chappelle, last week's, every single skit was perfect, which is very rare for SNL.
Well, I'm going to have to go back and watch that one now. But Chappelle, I'm telling you, I wasn't watching it. Didn't even want to bother with it, you know, because I'm so sick of the media. I'll tell you one of the greatest points he brought up, an unsung point, and people are picking on him today for couple of rough comments, you know, about Freddie Mercury getting AIDS and Donald Trump getting coronavirus. Gee, should anybody have been shocked in either case? Kind of a cutting joke.
Right.
Okay. And you can't say too soon on Freddie Mercury. That was sad for sure. But again, if you were familiar, not a surprise based on what was going on in his life. And not a surprise with Trump. And that's a wild parallel to draw.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, the best thing he said, though, is that you know how bad you got to be for them to start ringing church bells in France that you lost in America?
Right.
You know, between that and come get your N-word lessons, I tell you, brilliant opening. So I'm sorry. I will check out the Family Guy thing. I'm sure I'll find it great if you did, but I got to tell you that SNL is priceless. But meanwhile, back to the transition that is and the strangeness. And I do note that we should remember that this is dancing in the streets in America.
Right.
Not organized dance parties. But and I recognize also that there are still 70 million people that thought somehow he's okay. Accepting their voter tallies, okay?
Right. But you also have to look at, out of those 70 million, they're not all dangerous terrorists, you know. They're just people who are swayed by a charismatic cult leader. So you almost have to feel sorry for them for being so weak-minded.
See, but I don't. And
I said almost. Remember, I said almost.
Yeah. Well, but see, he's a cult leader, sure, but he's not a sophisticated cult leader. You know, like, you could see the charisma in some other cult leaders.
Yeah, but you didn't. You mean you should say you don't like? You don't think that Trump's dance moves are enticing?
Oh. Well, is enticing the new word for hilarious? Is it the new word for the whitest thing I've ever seen out of an orange man? It's too funny. I'll tell you, I pointed this out too during his rally spree that he went on, you know, just before Selection Day, that it is amazing to me that his DJ, whoever that may be, and I hope he's never named, only seems to have the Time Life Dinosaur Rock Collection in his laptop, but has no clue about what he's playing. I mean,
no, it's like the gay anthem song, and Trump is all dancing to it. Who's obviously anti-gay, anti anybody that isn't, you know, one of his.
YMCA, okay, so you'll go to that point first. Sure, let's start there. YMCA is what? A song which is literally dedicated to being happy about hooking up with dudes at the YMCA.
Right.
I mean, the irony is hilarious, and you might think, well, maybe that's just a little mistake, but Fortunate Son talking about, hey, look, I don't want to go to war for rich people.
Right.
And rich people don't have to pay this price. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty funny that the guy who's a rich guy who doesn't have to pay a price for anything, you know, cadet bone spurs and everything else, is dancing around to it. And how many artists have come forward? I mean, the Village People haven't that I know of.
Yes, they have. They don't want him playing their songs.
Oh, they don't mind.
No, they don't want him playing their songs.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Especially Macho Man. He is the least macho man I've ever seen in my life. Juan Valdez selling coffee is more macho.
Well, you know, when I am the, you know, I am the most interesting man in the world, and when I am a douchebag, I drink orange Kool-Aid and Diet Coke. It's just macho. That's the other thing. He's a macho guy. Really?
Yeah, gets everybody else to fight his battles because he's a coward. Four walls around the White House while he hunkers down. You know, he just thinks if he's all walled off and refusing to leave that he's just going to stay there. So I liked when Biden said, you know, we have ways that the government's always known how to deal with trespassers.
Well, but, you know, here's the fun thing is I don't know how this works because we've never seen this crap before.
I know. He's a big baby. He's going to be just a big baby all the way to the end. Or he'll make sure that he gets this country bombed from one end to the other before he leaves. I thought about Jericho, the series Jericho, as he continues to refuse to leave. And, you know, you see all his syncopats, even Rick Santorum, who I used to call Rick Sanatorium, saying, well, you know, he's not used to losing. Give him some time to absorb what just happened. You know, and you see this on Fox News, too, which is now cutting off his press secretary because she's an old bold-faced liar, which you have to be a press secretary for him. Trump's now turning on Fox News. People are wondering if you got Trump's fans attacking Fox News building. I mean, it's just an insane. I've never seen anything like this ever.
Well, a couple things. One is I am a bit not nervous, but a little anxious about what it is he might do on his way out the door.
Right.
You know, it's a bit worrisome considering the firings. We started talking about that at the beginning of the show. I don't want people to forget about it because I need people to be alert and look. And I don't know what we can do about, you know, this guy deciding to punch holes in the walls on his way out because his lease is up. I don't know. But something's going to happen here, and something's going to be attempted, and I don't know how bad it's going to be. But meanwhile, it is remarkable that we've had, you know, dancing in the street as opposed to Civil War 2.0. If Biden wins, it's go time.
Right. And not just here. It was worldwide celebration.
Well, as I said, the church bells, you know, Dave Chappelle brought it up, but believe me, I was planning on discussing it on last night's show if I didn't have technical difficulties. You know, I had that comment already loaded that, you know what, how bad do you have to be for Paris to start ringing church bells
right.
because you lost an election? pretty bad, and I'm not a fan of the French, but, you know, right. Points.
Right.
What can I say?
I think the last time they rang those bells was for the Hunchback of Notre Dame. But you saw worldwide congratulations come in, except, of course, from Trump's dictator friends, and, you know, it did take Netanyahu 12 hours to respond. Putin, not at all. I've never seen any. Listen, I've been aware of our presidential elections since Dwight Eisenhower. Okay. He's the first president I remember when I was a kid in school. Okay. Even though Harry Truman was president when I was born. So I've seen them all come in and out, in and out, in and out, and have never seen anything like this. This beats the 2000 Stalin election. I mean, he wants to give us a show on the way out, and now he's threatening or positing that he's going to run against Joe again in 2024. And my thought is, from prison?
Well, see, that's the thing. I had that brought up on my show, on a call-in show, to be honest with you, where, oh, he's going to be so stuck with legal, you know, problems for the next few years, yada, yada. I got to say, I disagree, because one thing we're forgetting. What president has paid for their crimes after they've stepped out of office that you remember?
Well, not all of them had the Southern District of New York after them.
Well, true.
Okay.
True.
The crimes they commit in office, yeah, none of them. But this guy, they've been waiting a long time, laying in the cut for everything from his tax records to his using the White House for campaign events. To the payoff to Stormy Daniels. Those cases, the Trump Organization, you know, the DA in the Southern District of New York, she's just waiting. And there's nothing the feds could do to stop those investigations once he's just a citizen.
Well, here's one of the things that they could do, and I hate to present this potential, ugly, horrible scenario, but, you know, Nixon had a bit of success with resigning. When there was no other option. And, you know, say January 1, Trump wants to steal the New Year's headlines by saying, I resign. President Pence could, with his last couple weeks in office, give him a blanket pardon.
Right.
I'm just saying there
I agree, but that still doesn't get him to skate on state charges.
No, I know, but... Again, a guy who has, you know, literally lived his life, you know, twisting and turning and making sure he doesn't pay in any courtroom really significantly. I err on the side of believing that he's not going to pay for his crimes, whether they were before office, in office. I think it's irrelevant. I think he got that presidential pass.
Well, here's the thing. The way he trashed New York, the way he's treated New York, there's no way New Yorkers are going to let that slide. And here's my own personal view. If he's not prosecuted, you see Eric Swalwell wants to start a commission to prosecute presidents for their crimes while they're in office. If he's not prosecuted, the rest of the world will never respect our country again. They expect him to be prosecuted. They have had to deal with a maniac for 4 years. So, you know, it's going to depend on, you know, does America want to stay the laughing stock of the world, which it is and has been for the past 4 years? Or will we show the world, yeah, we're not letting him get away with that?
Well, again, I feel as though we're going to wind up on the side of, I mean, it's not like America hasn't done things that should remain serious embarrassments and stains upon us as a nation before. So I really feel like I'd love to see what you're saying happen. I can't hold my breath for it. I really feel like he's just going to skate.
I'm going to trust that woman on the Southern District of New York, because when you piss off a black woman, it's bad enough. When you piss off a black New York woman, she's going to take you to the mats. And it's going to be interesting to see what Kamala Harris does. Because she's not one to just sit back quietly. Remember, she's the one that made Kavanaugh cry during his hearings. So, you know, you see some of these commentators on Fox News, the ugly, disgusting, fat-faced white men, who have called her every name in the books, from a whore to you name it. Meanwhile, they say, you know, Melania is the best first lady we ever had, who actually is a whore. And my definition of a whore is a woman who just puts out because she's getting paid. And there's no way you could tell me there's any love lost between her and the behemoth that's in the White House. So, listen, it's interesting days. I think that for a lot, the only thing I can thank Trump for was showing and releasing the underbelly of this country that's always been there, just waiting to pop out with the right supremacist in the White House. He has obviously shown us, you know, everything that could go wrong in every single department we have. And, the illusion of our government. And I got to tell you this, and my listeners may not agree. The Democrats let him get away with murder for 4 years.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, you got to look at that. You know, they let him get away with murder. They impeach him on the weakest charge. There were thousands of things they could have impeached him for. I did read today that the Ukraine is relieved that Trump is out of office. They feel like they're off the hook now with, you know, his quid pro quo crap. But, listen, it's anybody's guess. What Biden will be able to do, Mitch McConnell, the constant obstructionist, has already said he's not going to work with him.
You know that's happening.
So, you know, he's going to need to do all the same dirty tricks. And this is the problem. The Democrats don't fight fire with fire. They still, you know, they still think the high road with people that are lower than the abyss is going to work. And it doesn't.
See, that's the thing. The true believers on that side of the alleged equation, do have a legitimate desire to do things for the people on some level. But at the end of the day, they are really part of the same system. They didn't go after Trump hard enough because what would happen if you reveal the true equation about people being bought and paid for by either a foreign nation or a great corporation?
Right.
People might understand that none of these people, none of them, actually represent us.
Well, I will say that I was very happy to see more progressives get in, transsexuals get in, gay people get in, black, brown, all people of all colors, and in the ultimate irony of a country that used to belong to them, 6 Native Americans got elected. To me, those are the hope, not the old guard. The old guard is bought and paid for by corporations, by the big banks, by the war machine, and let's not leave out Israel. So there's going to be no change there. But these young progressives, you know, who are fighting within the party, they seem to be the only hope we have.
Yeah, and you know, that is all well and good, but at the end of the day, even people with good ideas seem to get co-opted into the grand corporate structure. So, again, I don't celebrate any of this like, oh, things have changed a great deal.
Right.
But at least we can have a little bit of sanity back.
Listen, I just want—I have been able to sleep through the night for the past two nights, thanks to Sleepy Joe. But I will tell you this, like I tell my kids— I've been alive a long time. Every election, I hear the same promises. But at the end of the, when it all shakes out, it's the same promises every 4 years. Nothing gets done. You know, our infrastructure, how many times have we heard that? You know, tax breaks for us, how many times have we heard that? You know, everybody's going to do everything and then nothing gets done. You know, I feel sorry for the Americans who are still waiting on a stimulus check. Or whose unemployment, if they're lucky, is $200 a week, to not run out. I mean, and these people don't give a damn about us. You know, let's just keep arguing, and nothing gets done. But they all give themselves raises on a regular basis.
Well, raises, their health care is not in question.
Right.
Quite frankly, even if they lose a selection, their job security is not in question. They all get work afterwards.
And what about their retirement? Let's not leave out their full pay retirement.
Oh, yeah, that too. I'm just saying, once you get selected, you have a path to earning a living for the rest of your life that is almost guaranteed, you know, not quite blatantly guaranteed, but almost guaranteed. Who else among us has that?
None of us.
you know.
Look how many people have lost their retirement just in the stock market. Okay, you know, old people, you know, 70, 80 years old, you know, going back to work, trying to get a job maybe at Walmart if they can. I mean, it's really, really sad. But I mean, well, you know, with Biden in office, everybody was like, well, at least we can keep our Social Security.
Well, and also stay tuned for the idea that the makers of the erectile dysfunction pill are now going to present you a vaccine solution. And yay, booming market. We got a lot of work to do still, Maria.
I know. Okay. I know. But now I'm hoping after the loser is gone that I'll be able to get back to really digging deep into stories and getting these journals back on my show where I don't have to spend an eternity covering the criminality of this entire administration. It was just too much.
I hear you.
Yeah. Anyway, Chuck, I'm glad you're feeling a little better. You certainly sound a little better. I'm glad I'm feeling a little better, too. And I want to thank my listeners for hanging in there with me, because I know it's hard. A lot of you say, you know, the news is just too much. But a lot of you also thank me for the work that I've done. You see the results in the world. People are waking up. At least the right people are waking up. So you keep hanging in with me, and I remember each and every one of you. So, Chuck, I'm going to say thank you to you, too, for hanging in there. And I guess I'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
Absolutely, Mom. And until then, I hope everybody feels a little better. How about that?
Absolutely. All right, I'll talk to you soon, Chuck.
Take care.
Bye. Chuck Ocelli. Check him out at ocelli.com. There's a live link here. This has been a lot for the few of us that actually want to give you the truth. Yeah, I always get the accusations from people who have never listened to my show, who've never subscribed to my show, who don't know what my work is about, what it's been about for over 22 years. But I know my fans love me, and that's what's important, and I love you guys too. So take care, and I'll see you guys next time.
Thank you for listening and supporting the Maria Show. Tell others what you learned today. Knowledge becomes wisdom only when it's shared. Encourage others to subscribe today. www.maria.net. Often imitated, never duplicated. A world of information all in one place. www.maria.net. Always ahead of the curve. Always on your side. Get active or get radioactive. Subscribe today.